The hoist acknowledges and pays respect to the people of the Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung language groups of the Eastern Kulin Nations, on whose unceded lands this show is recorded and produced. The hoist respectfully acknowledges their ancestors and elders, past, present, and emerging. The hoist also acknowledges the traditional custodians and the ancestors of the lands and waters across Australia where our content reaches. Sovereignty was never ceded. This land always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
Bringing you the best in local music from Melbourne and around the country.
This is The Hoist on Sin.
Hi there, you're listening to season 4 of the Hoist Hot Hits Reviews podcast. I'm Eartha, I'm your host, and I'm so excited to be getting into this. We got a brand spanking new team, and of course we are bringing you our favourite local music from across Melbourne, Victoria and Australia. If that sounds like something you might be into, then stick around. You can also find us on the socials, just search for The Hoist Sin on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for tuning in, and this is season 4 of the Hoist Hot Hits Reviews podcast.
Hi guys, it's Court here from your Tuesday Tuesdays here on The Hoist. The next track to feed your soul is Sydney 5-piece Ultra Crush with Perfect Frame. This track is powerful in a quiet and almost haunting way. The song would be perfect for a backdrop in any heartbreaking or emotional scene in a movie. The minimal lyrics really allow the track to have the breathing space for contemplation and reflection amongst the passionate soft rock guitar and drums. The lyrics tell a story of feeling low, feeling stuck, and comparing yourself to others. Here it is for you now. This is Ultra Crush with their new one, Perfect Frame.
Israel and entirely unique. I'm on the floor.
I'm Ashley from the Thursday crew here on The Hoist. I've had this groovy song from Lewis Coleman on repeat recently. It's called Face Transplant and it is absolutely lovely. Lewis Coleman is one of Melbourne's very own, an electronic indie pop artist with an upcoming album set to be released on the 20th of November. The thing that I love the most about this track has to be the opening. It has this electronic rhythm that just really draws you in straight from the get-go. I feel like this song is such a great mix between hip-hop and electronica. The lyrics also do such a great job of summarizing what it's like exploring a new identity, which I feel is just super relevant for anyone in their teens or 20s. This song also has a great balance between being super catchy and just being a nice relaxing tune, which I absolutely adore. My name is Ashley, and you're listening to Face Transplant from Lewis Coleman here on The Hoist on Sin.
I got a face transplant, and it's coming alive. I don't know what to do with it if it calls me.
Hi, guys, it's Marley, and I'm one of your Monday night hosts for this season. Coming up, we have a new track from the lovely Isavina, straight out of Sydney. Isavina, I feel, is known quite well in Australia for a techno sound that has a bit of a twist to it. It's got a little bit more experimental. This song in particular dabbles with super light vocals and melodies, but she backs them up with a really solid bassy sound, and it's got that perfect balance between light and shade, I feel. I feel like the track constantly progresses and evolves, and it experiments with lots of different rhythms and effects, which is always really cool to listen to a song that's always changing. Another thing I love about Isavina, she actually has her own YouTube channel where she puts up tutorials on how to mix different sounds and rhythms together for other people who are producing music and just getting started. So I love that she is so generous with her knowledge. You have to love an artist that's so open about the way they produce their music. Also, while we're at it, a quick shout out to our Instagram page at The Hoist Sin. You can find all of our reviews, all of our little interview previews and all good stuff like that over there. So be sure to check that out. We have our reviews that go up each weeknight between 6 and 8 o'clock, Monday to Thursday, if you want to check out some written stuff as well. So many good things going on over there. Definitely worth checking out if you want to expand your music taste a little bit. But enough said, let's get into this song. This is called Is This Love For Real? This is Isa Vina and I am Molly.
I'm Ash from your Monday night team here at The Hoist on Sin. Now, a song that I've been loving so much recently is Why You Gotta Be So Nice by Dana. Now, Dana is based out of the Gold Coast and all of her songs are so catchy and so soulful. But Why You Gotta Be So Nice is literally this in a nutshell. It sounds like a song that is made for the girls. It's not only relatable, but it's infectious. From the backing track to the lyrics, la la la's at the very start of the song were drawn in from the start to the end, and I would recommend it to anybody. My name is Ash and you're listening to Why You Gotta Be So Nice from Dana. You're like a petal soft and damp.
You touch his channel with your delicate hands. Scheduled up. Hey, it's Sel from your Tuesday Nights on The Hoist here, and a track which I've been absolutely loving as of late is one with a sweet title, which is called Thank You For The Honey Honey by Teenage Dads. Teenage Dads are an indie pop rock outfit fresh out of Melbourne, and they pride themselves on their DIY nature, which is a really interesting fact as most of their music is entirely self-produced, recorded, and mixed. Their sound is something which I really adore, as each release from them explores a distinct genre, but we're always met with a familiar and charming Teenage Dad sound, with a mix of the Beach Boys and the Strokes being their main influences. Thank You For The Honey Honey has got a really catchy and rolling chorus, which is sure to be a signature track for those summer, warmer months. And I also love the energy that we get from the combo of guitars in this one. My name is Sel, and you're listening to Thank You For The Honey Honey by Teenage Dad. Thank you for the breakfast, my dear. Thank you for the honey, honey. This is how we always feel, leaving the life on empty.
Hey everyone, you're listening to The Hoist Hot Hits right here on Sin. I'm Georgina, one of your Wednesday and Thursday hosts this season, and I'm so pumped and so excited to be back on The Hoist again to be able to bring you some of our favourite tracks that are out at the moment. As always, this volume of The Hoist Hot Hits is bringing you some absolutely outstanding artists, some fantastic tracks, and I hope that we don't disappoint. There's going to be something in here for absolutely everyone. There's always something that's going to tickle your fancy. So if you haven't heard it yet, then do not fret. The next track that I'm about to introduce might just get you moving that little bit more and get you singing along. Now, before I do go into my track that I'm loving at the moment, I do want to remind you that we are not just on the airwaves here on The Hoist. No, we are on social media. Make sure you check us out on Facebook. We are The Hoist. And on Instagram, we are at The Hoist Sin. On Monday through till Thursday from 6 till 8 p.m., we post some reviews of our favorite tracks that we have heard recently or that we're absolutely loving at the moment. And you can also check out a bunch more reviews, recommendations, and interviews with so much more local music content over on Instagram, which, as I said, is at The Hoist Sin. So make sure that you check it out for all of your local music needs and cravings. Now, I won't delay it any further. Let's get to the good stuff. Let's get to the music. I have a track for you right now by indie pop artist Shannon James. It's called 17 and it's off her debut EP called Arrows, which is out now. So make sure you get around that and you go and check that out, because let me tell you what, this track 17 is a really, really special one. It's such a smooth ride. It's got some great energy and feeling behind it, and honestly also has that sunny, warm feeling that always lights up your insides completely when you hear it. One of the main things I want to outline to you about this track is the instrumental elements to it. It's got drum. You'll hear the drum, trust me. It's got drumming, it's got a really, really nice guitar to it, and that drum is really steady and creates a beat that follows the entirety of the track from its beginning to the final notes. It completely rocks the track and is really nicely paired with the lyrics as it's paced. It's really paced fantastically, and create this really relatable, immersive experience that has quite a powerful kick to it. So let's not delay it any further. I hope you enjoy this one as much as I did when I heard it the first time. This is 17 by Shannon James. Feeling like a 17, better than it's ever been. Maybe if his eyes are key, feel like it's forever. Feeling like a 17, feeling like a 17.
Hey there, this is Tom on your Wacky Wednesday crew of The Hoist for season 4. I'm super excited, and let's jump right into it with an amazing new track by Plastic called Spider Fingers. Plastic are an indie rock band, and I think the things that really work for their sound is that they have nailed the garage rock feel for their group, but they've also got that indie, and the swirling guitars I think really make it. There's definitely sounds of groups like Rat Hammock and Lewis Coleman, but there's a real, I guess, psych feel to it as well, and this song, Spider Fingers, especially definitely encapsulates that. So without further ado, we're going to listen to Spider Fingers by Plastic.
That we're at the end of our show. Cheers for listening. You can catch us on our social medias. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for The Hoist Sin. We do heaps of cool stuff over there, including these super cute little Instagram story reviews where you can catch the tracks that we might not have had on today's show. The Hoist is all about giving local music a lift, and by supporting this show, that's exactly what you're doing. You are supporting your local musicians. So thank you very much. We hope to catch you next time. I'm your host, Eartha, and this is The Hoist Hot Hits Reviews Podcast.